This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Edston. News broke that Pope Benedict XVI will resign at the end of the month because of his age and health. Faith and Values reporter Kelly Catraba talked with local Catholic leaders to get their take on the Pope's decision.
Most responses to the Pope's decision to resign can be summed up in one word: surprise. After all, there hasn't been a papal resignation in almost 600 years. In spite of the shock, some see a lot of good in the Pope's resignation. Father Thomas Saucier is the pastor of the St. Thomas More Newman Center in Columbia.
You know, I think it really is, it's a great symbolic value for us today in the sense that we live in a world in which I think a lot of times we're clingy. And it really is gives us, a wonderful witness and an example of letting go of some aspects of our lives and embracing something new in another aspect.
Monsignor Michael Flanagan from Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church says he admires the Pope's humility. Kelly Catraba, KBIA News.
Lawmakers yesterday discussed legislation that would redefine what constitutes workplace discrimination. Marshall Griffin tells us more.
If passed, workplace discrimination would have to be a motivating factor, not just a contributing one, in any wrongful action taken against a worker by an employer, which is the current federal standard. Attorney Rich Aubuchon spoke in favor of the bill on behalf of the Missouri Chamber of Commerce. He says the state's current definition of discrimination is hurting Missouri's economy.
Companies are choosing to locate in other states, and I'm not going to tell you that this is the only reason. But certainly it is a factor when companies look at the cost of their business in the state of Missouri.
Opponents say the bill would make it easier for employers to fire employees and that it's good that Missouri's workplace discrimination definition is more strict than the federal one. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Governor Jay Nixon vetoed similar bills last year and in 2011. Governor Jay Nixon's plan to expand Medicaid health care coverage in Missouri has encountered a new wrinkle of opposition from some lawmakers. Members of the Senate Appropriations Committee raised concerns yesterday that the Medicaid expansion could hurt the state's credit rating. Missouri now enjoys a AAA rating, but last week, Moody's Investor Service assigned a negative outlook to Missouri because of its link to the federal government. Moody's cited the proportion of the state budget that comes from Medicaid as one reason. If Missouri expands Medicaid eligibility, it would get billions of dollars more from the federal government in coming years. Some senators are questioning whether a greater connection to the federal government could hurt Missouri's credit. One Columbia native walked away from this year's Grammy Awards ceremony, winning not once, but twice. Lindsay Lang took home two awards. She sings with the Kansas City Chorale. This year at the 55th pre-telecast Grammy Awards ceremony, her group won the Best Engineered Classical Album and the Best Choral Performance. Lang was a soloist on the winning album called Life and Breath, Choral Works by Renee Clausen. She says it was made during her first year as part of the Kansas City Chorale.
It was very stressful having it be my first season with the group and making a CD because it was a very intense process.
Lang was one of 30 voices on the album, including her husband, Frank Fleschner, who sings as tenor. In total, the group has been nominated 8 times in 6 years. MU graduate Cottrell Fox and his wife Kay donated more than $5 million to the College of Veterinary Medicine yesterday. KBIA's Jen Cooper tells us more.
The first part of the gift will help fund cancer research for both animals and humans. The second part is an endowment that will support companion animal medical and surgical care. Cottrell Fox says the couple has seen the benefits of comparative cancer research in their own lives.
It dawned on us that this program at MU is fantastic, and that we wanted to do more than just the chair in companion veterinary medicine.
MU professor of veterinary oncology, Dr. Carolyn Henry, says dogs and humans share many of the same diseases.
More than 1.6 million people will be diagnosed with cancer in the United States this year, and that will result in nearly 600,000 deaths. The statistics are similar for our veterinary patients as well.
Neil Olson is the dean of MU's College of Veterinary Medicine. He says the donation will secure funds for generations of veterinary students to come.
Anytime you get a gift of this magnitude, it will generate earnings from the endowment that will go on in perpetuity.
The Foxes say they hope the gift will encourage more life-saving future research for both animals and people. Jen Cooper, KBIA News.
Speaking at the Greene County Sheriff's Office yesterday, Governor Jay Nixon says it's important to keep the state's multi-jurisdictional drug task forces on the front lines. As Scott Harvey reports, The governor's proposed budget includes $3 million for these agencies to restore a decline in federal funding.
In fiscal year 2012, the state's drug task forces accounted for 21,000 cases, 9,000 arrests, and busted 1,700 meth labs. Nixon says without making up this loss in funding, Missouri would have to take officers off the drug beat.
We must meet their courage with our commitment to providing them the resources they need to win their battle in the war on drugs, especially in meth. Because the best asset we have in law enforcement is the brave men and women who wear the badge. Every day they fight drug use in our state.
Greene County Sheriff Jim Arnott says absence of these funds would mean less money for, among other things, undercover operations. Missouri has nearly 30 multi-jurisdictional drug task forces. I'm Scott Harvey.
Some Missouri environmental groups say the state's major utilities are not following renewable energy requirements. The Columbia Missourian reports that 8 environmental advocacy organizations filed complaints with the Missouri Public Service Commission in late January against Ameren Missouri, Empire District Electric Company, and Kansas City Power and Light. A 2008 law approved by Missouri voters required investor-owned utilities to generate at least 2% of their power from renewable sources by 2011. That requirement increases to 10% in 2018 and 15% by 2021. Utilities that didn't meet the standard could buy power from other sources to help cover the gap. The utilities say they are following the law. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson. This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. News broke that Pope Benedict XVI will resign at the end of the month because of his age and health. Faith and Values reporter Kelly Catraba talked with local Catholic leaders to get their take on the Pope's decision.
Most responses to the Pope's decision to resign can be summed up in one word: surprise. After all, there hasn't been a papal resignation in almost 600 years. In spite of the shock, some see a lot of good in the Pope's resignation. Father Thomas Saucier is the pastor of the St. Thomas More Newman Center in Columbia.
You know, I think it really is. It's a great symbolic value for us today in the sense that we live in a world in which I think a lot of times we're clingy. And it really is, gives us, a wonderful witness and an example of letting go of some aspects of our lives and embracing something new in another aspect.
Monsignor Michael Flanagan from Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church says he admires the Pope's humility. Kelly Catraba, KBIA News.
Lawmakers yesterday discussed legislation that would redefine what constitutes workplace discrimination. Marshall Griffin tells us more.
If passed, workplace discrimination would have to be a motivating factor, not just a contributing one, in any wrongful action taken against a worker by an employer, which is the current federal standard. Attorney Rich Aubuchon spoke in favor of the bill on behalf of the Missouri Chamber of Commerce. He says the state's current definition of discrimination is hurting Missouri's economy.
Companies are choosing to locate in other states, and I'm not going to tell you that this is the only reason. But certainly it is a factor when companies look at the cost of their business in the state of Missouri.
Opponents say the bill would make it easier for employers to fire employees and that it's good that Missouri's workplace discrimination definition is more strict than the federal one. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Governor Jay Nixon vetoed similar bills last year and in 2011. Governor Jay Nixon's plan to expand Medicaid health care coverage in Missouri has encountered a new wrinkle of opposition from some lawmakers. Members of the Senate Appropriations Committee raised concerns yesterday that the Medicaid expansion could hurt the state's credit rating. Missouri now enjoys a AAA rating, but last week, Moody's Investor Service assigned a negative outlook to Missouri because of its link to the federal government. Moody's cited the proportion of the state budget that comes from Medicaid as one reason. If Missouri expands Medicaid eligibility, it would get billions of dollars more from the federal government in coming years. Some senators are questioning whether a greater connection to the federal government could hurt Missouri's credit. One Columbia native walked away from this year's Grammy Awards ceremony, winning not once, but twice. Lindsay Lang took home 2 awards. She sings with the Kansas City Chorale. This year at the 55th pre-telecast Grammy Awards ceremony, her group won the Best Engineered Classical Album and the Best Choral Performance. Lang was a soloist on the winning album called Life and Breath, Choral Works by Renee Clausen. She says it was made during her first year as part of the Kansas City Chorale.
It was very stressful having it be my first season with the group and making a CD because it was a very intense process.
Lang was one of 30 voices on the album, including her husband, Frank Fleschner, who sings as tenor. In total, the group has been nominated 8 times in 6 years.